This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The owner of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, has acknowledged that some hosts at the conservative news network endorsed election fraud conspiracies on air. Murdoch spoke under oath as part of a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News by Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. The New York Times reports that during the deposition, Murdoch said several hosts promoted the false claim that the 2020 election was stolen from former President Donald Trump. A snowboarder lost Sunday was found near a Nederland Road Monday night. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office says the 50-year-old had been out in the wilderness for over 24 hours. He was later evaluated for hypothermia and released. A new report shows falling crime rates in Colorado Springs as crime in the city of Denver and statewide is on the rise. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The report from the conservative-leaning Common Sense Institute examined crime statistics from 2010 to 2022. Crime in Colorado Springs fell almost 10% overall in that period. Researchers attribute the lower crime to more spending. In 2022, the Colorado Springs Police Department spent about 73% more per resident than it did in 2010. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Parts of southern Colorado are experiencing high fire danger. Wind gusts could be as strong as 50 miles per hour across the Front Range, including Metro Denver. In Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and parts of the Southeast Plains, a red flag wildfire warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.